Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, guys.
Ooh, hey.
Turn that down a little bit. Happy, it's Thursday.
I know. What a week.
I know. It's just going to rain and be nasty out.
Well, we don't get to...
Show sheets? Oh, you're doing them
Did
right
you
now.
See that thing Lexi posted yesterday?
No, what'd she post?
It's a map of the United States. It's quartered. No, it's more than quartered. It's like broken into these six sections.
Okay.
So the top Pacific Northwest... Holy crap, it's cold, it says. And then the Midwest is mother bleeping, it's cold. And then right. There's another, like, we're dying over here. And and then California has LOL.
Yeah.
You know.
Because we just have a little rain.
It was really nice. Just warm and beautiful. And I think we saw some of the best sunrises and sunsets of all time. So.
Right. I know. We had all the doors open yesterday. Open up the windows. I'm like, oh, it's nice. I don't air out the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Close all that up when it started pouring.
I have a friend who lives in Pennsylvania, and she keeps posting that her house, she never knew that this was a thing. She's having frost quakes.
Oh.
And apparently they have them in Canada a lot, but the house gets so cold, the joints pop. They make noises.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know what that is, but there's... cracking sounds happening.
She better be careful. It's not her pipes. That's another that in the really cold areas, like people's pipes freeze.
This is the first I'm hearing of it because this morning I saw that on CNN.
The frost quake thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Wait, it's just the ground is wet. It freezes, and the ice is bigger than the water that you took to freeze it, and it just cracks open.
Yikes!
Yeah, no. She says it. It sounded like gunshots going off in my house all night.
The house thing, I've never heard of.
A friend of mine.
Friend?
Yeah, that lives in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know,
we'd have
it's really
to,
cold.
In the winter in Massachusetts, which is, you know, it's pretty far north, but it's not, certainly not Canada, you had to leave the tap on dripping or it would freeze. To leave the hot water going.
Oh.
Just constant drip.
Yeah, we don't know that stuff here.
Yeah, and it's lovely to not know it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. It's funny, we were walking back from dinner last night. I went to sushi with my brother and sister-in-law.
How are they?
They're good.
Yeah. Good times?
We have a great time, because on Wednesdays, John and my son are gone. He's got a night class, and John goes and works out, and it's like right at dinner time, so we on Wednesdays, I go out with my brother and sister-in-law. We always go to the sushi place, I know. And so we're walking back, and it's kind of chilly. I'm like, oh, it's probably going to rain. And they were just kind of giggling about how where they just left in St. Louis, it's like a degree. If that, it might not even be that. I'm like, oh, yeah, boo-hoo, it's raining. I'm like, yeah, boo-hoo. What? I'm not allowed to grouse about the rain?
Right. Well, we pay.
Yep. We pay is exactly what it is. You have to pay a lot to live in California.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, honey.
So that's what I spent my day dealing with yesterday was the continued fallout from my robbery.
Oh, right.
So
yeah,
I drove the missus' car in this morning, which was fine.
Yeah. She didn't need a car today, so she's...
No, she needs a car, but I needed it more.
Yeah. You have a longer drive.
Well, there was just no way around it.
Right.
So... A neighbor's going to help her get one of the kids to school. And
oh, that's nice. Did you talk to Audubon?
No, I had to deal with the things I'd already set up in San Francisco.
Yes.
So that's unfortunately, I already had things working. So, and I had to undo those or at least follow through on those before I could. Well, you know, I mean, I got right on it yesterday. That was, or the day before yesterday. So that was already in motion.
Right.
The wheels were in motion.
So then when I finally got...
Everything is happening.
...to them, they were like, Yeah, there's no cars. No cars for you to borrow. We've ordered the parts, so those are already on their way, which will take 7 days.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, how's that on the way? But whatever.
Right. It seems maybe you could order them through Amazon next time.
Prime.
Right. Get them in 2 days.
But whatever. So that got going, and then we made some moves. So it's all cool. It's
made
all good.
Some moves?
I know what we did. So the plan all along was to go get a third car to replace the truck we sold.
Uh-huh.
So I went and got a new car yesterday.
Oh my God.
It's not, we don't have it yet, but we got it.
The plan was sell this truck and get another car.
No, the plan was to sell the Prius, but that didn't sell, so we sold the truck, and then the Prius sold, and then we were without a backup car.
And it is nice to have that third car.
Well, me being
just in
a commuter, it's pretty important, especially when your window's smashed on a rainy day, and you're like, wow, I don't have a way to work today.
Right.
I guess we're going to have the backup ride.
So what are you going to get?
Already got it.
What is it?
It's a minivan by Toyota.
Oh, my God, a Sienna?
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite car I ever had.
This isn't a shame either. I mean,
no shame.
Check this out.
I loved that. I don't even know why we ever sold it. I don't know why we don't still have that thing. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved that car.
Well, I am already like, well, all my boards fit in here. This thing's perfect.
Dude, minivans are the best.
Right. So all my gear.
Does it have the double automatic doors?
Yes.
And the, oh my God, it's the best.
And it's not the one with the TV. I didn't get all the stuff, but I got all-wheel drive, which was the main thing I wanted.
Wow, I don't even think they offered that when I got a Sienna.
Yeah, so that was the thing I wanted was all-wheel drive, you know, driving in the sand,
yeah,
go camping
sure.
in the thing,
right,
no worries.
Oh, God, they're so great. You can fit like 9 people in those things.
Well, and more like 9-foot surfboards in those things.
Oh, I see.
Not that I ride a longboard very often, but, you know, everything fits.
Yeah. Is it a 2019?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm looking at a
picture. God, they're so nice.
Beautiful. What color is it?
Check this out.
Dang,
so,
that thing is... That's a... Hot ass ride.
So the missus.
For minivan.
Yeah, for good. Minivan. They're nice.
Listen, I had no shame.
I had a baby.
I'm like, I immediately went and got a minivan. I'm like, this is great. I loved that car.
I was going to shame you totally. And then I looked at him. Oh, that thing's really
nice.
Yeah,
it's got the room that I like. So I, whether the kids ever go in it or not,
yeah.
uh-huh. I'm going to have my surfboards in
Dang,
it. And
that's so cool.
It's all good.
So what about the color?
Oh, so anyway, so I'm like, look, let's just go. We were going to do it. We've got things in place now. We can go do this. Let's just go do it. And
then
I'm not renting a car and I'm not. So she goes, well, let me work on the price. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Somebody should do that.
Uh-huh. So she gets online and she's floating all these emails out to the different Toyota dealers.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets the best deal she can. And then she goes to the place near our house and goes, this is the price. Or we're driving over the hill.
Right.
And they're like, okay. So
it's a good girl.
So then we go and we check them out and I'm like, all right, I'll take that one. You know, we got it. And she's pulling out and she goes, which one did you get? And I go, we just got the silver one. And she goes, I like
that's
the dark
blue.
She goes, I like the dark gray better.
Oh,
and I'm like, yeah, you're not driving it.
Yeah, why did you
got
say
your
so?
Car? I mean, I don't.
Right. What does she drive?
She drives that Honda Pilot.
Oh, that's right.
It's down there right now.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Huge,
I was laughing.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, God. Could you get in the spot?
The lady that I bitched about forever who ended up getting rid of that giant beast she drove and got something. Now I've got the beast taking over the 2 spots. So
I guarantee you that Toyota Sienna is hers. I guarantee you. It's so easy. Here's what's going
to
happen. This is my prediction. This is my prediction right now.
You got jacked again.
She liked the dark gray. She's going to start driving that car here and there. And she's going to be like, just, you know, you take your car in. The third car is going to be the Pilot. They're going to sell the Pilot and wind up trying to buy Vinny's truck back.
Dude.
This is the car they never should have
really,
sold.
Well, you're back. Right. The truck was my little, that thing.
You'd had that for, that was a perfect little car for you.
Perfect. But the reason we didn't just go buy another pickup is there's no chance you could put a kid in the truck.
No. Yeah. Unless you get an extended cab. And now you're talking like huge money.
One bench seat is what it had.
Right.
It was a stick shift.
Well, so you're going to wind up with that after you sell the Pilot.
Well, we'll see.
She is going to love I was very resistant to buying a minivan. I was like, I don't know, man. It's not cool. But John's like, nah, we should get a minivan. It's like good. It's real. They're really safe. They're like just built for kids, blah, blah, blah. I loved that car so much.
Well, they're easy in and out.
Oh, my God.
One of the main things that people said, and this was before she even bought the car she's driving now, was, dude, your kids can get in and out without banging the cars next to them. The doors open backwards.
Yep.
Oh,
they slide back, big doors.
So and the kids
you can get kids in the back seat by the people get in and walk between the two seats.
Right.
Like, it's so genius. Those, oh my God, minivans, best.
Well,
thing
anyway,
ever
so
happened.
That was, we went and did that, and
oh, that's super fun.
It's we'll get it today, but nice. I did the paperwork and I end up the guy who's selling it to me. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck.
I end up chatting the guy up forever, and I get to know him and his family.
Of course you do.
The end, he's like,
help it.
I never tell people that story. And I was like, well, Chuck, you and me, we're friends now, buddy.
Hmm. You going to go start with him?
I'm not. He's like 70.
Oh.
But I would golf with him.
Great.
He says he does golf, but I don't really do that anymore.
Well, why? What's stopping you?
There's no time.
Where's their time? That's the perfect excuse. Oh. That is 4 hours out of the house.
Dude.
Hey, man, I'm going to go golfing with Chuck. You only have to play 9. It is still 4 hours. Like, we had to stop after. We got a little lunch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you and Chuck. He's your best
anyway, friend. He was a really nice guy.
He's only 20 years older than you. It's good.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You're not wrong.
I know. If he's 70 now,
man, and he was kind of busted too.
If he's 70 now, he was 49 when we got this job. Actually,
sorry, Chuck.
Next month is 22 years for us. If he's 70 now, he was 48 when we got this job.
Hmm.
He was younger than you are now when we got this job.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm here to remind you. There's always something there to remind you.
Anyway.
Well, fun day.
So, long day. You know how that is.
Yeah, I do. Oh, my God. There's nothing I hate worse than going to a dealership
long
to get
day.
A car. Just, I found out some truths about myself yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, I can't make things that aren't girly, but I do like that you like the briefcase I made.
You're not even really a girly girl, though. What's
I know.
That all about?
Just everything I make, I actually want to... So yesterday, Vinny's car got broken into and his man purse was stolen. And I'm never like that man purse that he had. I always thought. But it was more manly than what I made him.
You know what bugs me, just to cut in for one second?
Go ahead.
There's some street rat right now punching different numbers into my iPad trying to figure out how to break into it.
Didn't you shut that thing down? Is there a way to wipe it?
There is, but it's got a code that no one's going to guess. But that's the, dang it. You know what I mean?
Do you get a bunch of tries on that, or do you have to? Does it shut you out after 3 tries?
I don't know if it's 3, but it definitely...
It will shut you
it'll
down.
It'll scrub itself if you can't get through.
Oh, it will scrub itself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. That's easy. Then.
I mean, at a certain point, those things go, okay, this is not...
It does seem like, though, kids might scrub their parents' iPads. Like, that seems like a bad...
Right. Well, kids
like you should have
shouldn't
to.
Have your iPad.
Well, they took it. And they're in the attic trying to unlock it. Wherever kids go. I don't know where kids
attic.
Go. I don't know.
How'd they
where
get up there?
The stairs. The pull down stairs from the ceiling.
Oh, all right. That's official.
Yeah.
I got a janky ladder. Hold that thing!
You have to put a ladder up into hole?
That's why I bought the longer ladder, too, because the ceilings are so high.
Oh.
I would have had to pull up from a pull-up position on a regular ladder.
Oh, you can't have that, Benny.
Well, you're trying to put stuff in. Not...
You know, it's not actually that difficult to install one of those pull-down stair things.
It's far outside my...
You could pay a guy to do that.
Well, sure, but it's far outside my abilities.
But then you'd be able to...
Right now I had to buy a minivan. I have limited funds.
Yeah.
It's not. I can't just see everything and go, hey, I can do that.
Hey,
too.
You know what I'll do? I'll buy that.
There's a budget happening, and we just maxed it.
Yeah.
And this wedding too. Believe
me.
Oh
my God.
Even though we're doing it so cheap.
So you know more about it. If you know you're doing it for cheap.
Forget about
know.
That. Back to you building
no,
stuff and so
cares?
Girly. How'd you
out,
get so girly?
I don't know. It's not even that it's a girly. I mean, it's made of camo and dark olive green, and it's got like badass skull
print. What does Vinny think of it? What was his
I like
reaction?
It. I'll use it for
you
sure.
You will?
Yeah.
It's not too girly for
I'm
you?
I'm thinking I can shorten those.
Can I bring it in real quick?
Here's
yeah,
the problem.
Yeah,
here is the,
problem.
She made it for me. Yeah. She's saying it might be too girly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying you made it with love. I'm going to love
it.
I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now, you guys are going to start teasing me about my girly bag.
No,
and I'm going to be like, God damn it.
I won't tease you about it. Because there's nothing I can do to.
I think it's girly. I looked at it and I go, ooh.
You know
like
what
it.
The problem is? The problem is the strap. I think that the handles are too long. Like, I tried to square it off and make it look kind of masculine.
Look inside. Did you see the inside? It's skull.
Yeah. Sugar skulls.
Yeah.
It's got a, which I know you love.
Yeah.
And
I got big one tattooed on me.
I got, oh, let me see it.
No.
Why not? Because you have to take your shirt off?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Do we need to Instagram that?
No, it's
oh yeah, let's
yeah
Instagram.
We do.
Instagram
we will.
It and say, is this too girly?
Oh, look at you! You put the feet on it.
Well, I don't know if it'll stand up on its own, but I put some feet on it either way.
Nice. I love it. It's super cute.
It's really. It is. I actually love it too. It's really cute.
Let's see, Vinny, put it on your shoulder.
I do feel like maybe
it's not a shoulder. It's the problem is that no, yeah. Vinny, don't
okay, put
wear
it like
that.
Now put it like this. You know.
Oh, right here in the crick of my
right
arm.
There.
Okay.
We need that picture, Homan.
I think I can. You know what? Give me that back. I'm going to take that home.
No, it's great. What's wrong with it?
I think I can. I think if I shortened the straps, that it would look.
Let Homan get a picture
more.
Like that.
No, could you add like one of those long shoulder straps?
I am. I actually didn't have time yesterday. I was up until 7:45 making that thing last night.
You were?
Yeah.
Be serious.
Don't smile so your face looks thinner.
Well, the thing is about I'd never made a bag like that before, so I spent 2 hours figuring out how I was going to make
yeah.
it and drawing it and rejecting it, and then I had made a mock-up.
It's Sarah.
It's a cute little bag.
I really like it.
But it definitely, as I finished it and I looked at it, I went, ah, crap.
It's a quick turnaround, though. I mean,
yeah.
Like, you know.
It,
and
that
the
was
leather
the,
strap
that
the other day, too, just... Talked about
well,
it.
That
and
was
boom.
No problem.
We're gonna have to give you a project every day.
No, don't
yeah.
do that. I have
yeah.
other things to do.
No.
Please, I'm trying to run a business here.
Yeah, so are we. Exactly.
So what I'm thinking is, Vinny, if I made the handles, because I tried to make it a briefcase. I tried to
yeah.
make it square and make it a briefcase, and then unfortunately, I think I just made the briefcase handles. Wait, they look like a girl purse. So I think I can shorten those, and then I'm gonna make them an over. I put in little tabs with D rings on them so that he can have a over the shoulder thing going on.
Well, that's really going to girl it up, I think, the shoulder strap.
No,
gonna,
I'll make it out of I'll make it
just,
out of the
you
camo.
You just went one too far.
Really?
I think so. Shoulder strap?
So you're, but then if you're walking around town, you'll be able to put it on your body and not have to think about it.
Listen.
Okay.
You made me something wonderful with love. I'm going to use
it. With
a
skull it, stamp on it.
But the very second you start teasing me about my girl
I'm not
purse,
tease
my man
you about
purse,
it.
My nonsense yeah. thing, then I'm going to be
super,
like, I don't want to.
I
bet
super proud that you
gonna
like
take
it.
Over that purse like she's going to take over your Sienna.
Yeah. You're going to lose the purse and the Sienna.
Yeah. Someone goes, 408 says, OMG, we bought our Toyota Sienna 4 years ago for my husband. It's now my car. Love it.
Of course
good
it
call,
is.
Vinny. Or should we say Dusty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the other thing is an all-wheel drive is going to eat more gas.
Oh,
so you're
which
need to...
it's just for driving locally. I'm going to take it for surfing on the weekend, and then it's going to be parked.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
That is going to be Christina's. You. It's going to be parked. She's going to be like, oh, I needed to take it because we went to the mall and I didn't want the kids to open up the doors into the cars. Oh, I need to take it. I need the back. I need to put my groceries in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It was so hard climbing into the Pilot because it's so big.
I'm driving
like
around
that,
four kids.
Yeah. Right.
Four kids.
I had to take it because the Isla
friends.
And the baby and the friends yeah. needed to go. And we wanted to be in the safest vehicle. That Pilot is history.
Great.
Oh, it's great. That's really nice of you to buy your wife
how
a new car.
How do I always end up with her old cars that she doesn't want?
You're not. You're going to keep your Mercedes. You're all set.
Right.
Yeah. You're just going to get rid of the Pilot, and then you guys should buy a Corolla. Best-selling car in America.
I don't. All right. Well, whatever. Anyway, I spent the day dealing with that. That person who took 1.5 seconds to steal my bags, I've been dealing with the fallout for 2 days.
Oh, my God. Their life just went on.
Oh,
and they
kidding?
Were like, yay, I won today.
Oh, and they probably sat there for 10 minutes till they bricked the thing going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, Password. No. 654321. No.
6969.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah,
that's the first one I go for.
You do?
No. But if I was trying to open something of yours, I would.
Oh, really?
I'd write Zother.
Zother? Look at,
did I just guess your password?
No, but look at this.
All right, hold on. He's bringing his iPhone
on my
over.
Phone that has all the extra crap.
Let me see.
The Zother file.
Does it have a little picture file?
No.
Files? Oh, files. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I found it.
Get out of here.
As soon as I reached for it, he ran away from me. Well, I found
dare
it.
How dare you?
Well, if he ever leaves it open, I'll
What's
be all
wrong
where
with
it
you?
Is. This is Zother file. It's funny. It's perfect. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.